you're going to be like, wow, that Ruby girl is really, really cool. And I want to be your friend. Ruby, 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 Ruby!
Hey, Arcaders, it's UberNerd527 once again here at the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater Podcast and our mini-cast, Ruby Roundup. I know it's been a long time since you heard from me last, but we got a new episode of Ruby just up now, and we're going to start looking at it. Now, if you're a new listener to Ruby Roundup, we are going through episodes of RoosterTeeth.com's Ruby. If you've never watched Ruby before, it's a really great show. If you're a big fan of anime, just some really great characters, this is the show for you. And really excited to, every time a new episode comes up online, I'm excited to go over the episode with you guys, and I hope you guys are enjoying this as well. Now, before we get into it, I will let you know that we are going to be spoiling this episode, which is episode 9, PvP. We're going to be going through this pretty well, and there's a lot of spoilery things that we're going to be talking about, so if you have not watched the episode yet, please make sure you watch the episode first before listening to the rest of this commentary. Now, you can watch the episodes on roosterteeth.com. They have all the episodes from all three volumes of the episode of the series. You can also watch the first two seasons on Netflix on Crunchyroll. And you can also watch all of the episodes thus far on YouTube. So make sure that you are up to date and you are watching those before actually listening to this podcast. Okay, so with that out of the way, it's time to go into this episode, again entitled PvP. Now, before I get started, I do want to go into this title. PvP is also a kind of a way to say player versus player in video game terms, but also because it's Pura versus Penny, which I thought was kind of a cute little title for this episode. So we start off the episode in Ozpin's office. He is walking around, he's about to sit down, and you hear that the fight, the round is about to go on. We're again in the final round of the tournament. He's sitting down and sees that Penny was chosen along with Pura. We go back to the stadium, and Penny sees Pura and gives her her usual hello and just wonderful smile that she has. Is very excited to actually meet Pura because we all know that Pura is kind of the star pupil, the kind of the celebrity in the school right about now. And Pura, because of what has been happening in the last few episodes, she's still very much in a daze. She doesn't really know what's going on. She is very kind of just, everything is just going through her mind. You can see it in her face. And she really just is not, it doesn't really look like she's in the moment right now. Everything is just going through her mind. Before the fight begins, we go back to Mercury and Ruby. Now, Mercury is standing right in front of Ruby, just like he was in the last episode. We find out that Mercury is kind of preventing Ruby from finding Emerald. Ruby again asks what Mercury's doing here. I think she's starting to put two and two together and kind of deciding, okay, something's going down here. Of course, the match gets called out, who's going to be fighting each other. And then, of course, once the fight starts, then, of course, Mercury goes after Ruby. Now, Ruby does not have her weapon with her, so I don't know if she's really not a match for Mercury too much, because Mercury is definitely a hand-to-hand expert. So we just get a very short fight with them. Now, then we cut back to the fight between Pura and Penny. As you know, Penny has the ability to kind of control her knives, her daggers, if you will, with kind of string that she kind of manipulates, which is actually very funny, but also really cool at the same time. She, again, uses that ability against Pura. Now, the fight between the two of them is really just phenomenal. Again, Rooster Teeth shines there with their animation. These fight scenes are very well choreographed, very well done. You can see just Pura. I think what happens is Pura's in a daze at first. Then once the fight starts, she's very focused on this fight. But as you can see during the fight, Emerald is using her semblance to kind of psych Pura out. She kind of sees her powers kind of going nuts, her weapons kind of bending a little bit. She's really just kind of messing with Pura's mind. As the fight is progressing and as Pura and Penny are going at it, Penny decides to use her swords against Pura. Emerald then makes it look like she's surrounded by all of these daggers when she's really not. And so when Penny attacks, Pura defends herself as best she can against this, what she thinks is an onslaught of all these daggers coming at her. She uses her semblance to push all of them back, but this ties the strings around Penny, but they tie so hard that they actually rip Penny in half. We get this really almost horrific scene of this just kind of happening. Everyone in the audience is just flabbergasted. Everyone's just so stunned by what happens. Now, some people are really, really sad. Some people are really, really angry. Then we get a shot of the Grimm that we saw from Volume 2 that were in that abandoned city. And you can see that all this fear, all this sadness is calling the Grimm, and they're coming to the city. Now, Ruby somehow gets past Mercury and comes out just in time to see what happens to Penny. And Mercury goes after her, but once he sees that Ruby is crying, he just kind of lets her go, which is kind of weird in a way. But I think he figures that he kept her away from Emerald, so he doesn't have to worry about her anymore. So she's left crying about the fact that Penny is literally dead right now. We get a montage of other people seeing what is happening, including what I believe to be Penny's quote-unquote father. And then we find out that the feed, that the video feed that everyone's watching cannot be cut. And then something very strange happens. That chess piece that we've been seeing lately just shows up on the screen in red. We hear Cinder's voice coming on the TV. Cinder is broadcasting, I think, everybody, not only just in the stadium, but around the world of Remnant. She's blaming everything on Ozpin and his group of headmasters, and also Ironwood as well. Kind of blaming them for the attacks, blaming them for the fact that they're not protecting everybody, and also kind of saying that these hunters and huntresses are not the noble people that they were, that everyone thinks they are. It really just starts putting doubt on in everyone's mind. And you can see just everyone's reaction. Everybody, every character is going to react. You can see Jean's look in his eyes. You can see Pura's look of just absolute horror of what she's done. Everyone in the stadium. Well, just then, a Nevermore, which is a large bird Grimm, attacks the stadium. Of course, we're not exactly sure how this one Nevermore got out all by itself, because apparently the city has defenses, but then we cut back and see all these Grimms just start attacking everything. So Ironwood goes up to the booth where our two announcers are and tells everyone to stay calm, to go to the evacuation shelters. And then he calls up Ozpin, and Ozpin he's calm, but you can tell he's a little angry. Well, not a little angry, he's a lot angry. He tells Ironwood to use the army that he brought to the city. Again, is another thing that just kind of shocked me when I first saw it. So we get a shot inside one of the ships. They are about to attack, and they're calling out for another ship to kind of fall in formation. But we get a look inside the ship and everyone's pretty much dead. And Neo, kind of walking, who's disguised in an army outfit, is walking around the ship. And then, of course, we get a shot of her letting her boss out Finally, he's back, and they both take control of the ship and use their ship to attack the other ships, which is just, it's just a huge, huge mess. And then, of course, we get the last shot, which is probably the most shocking of all. We get some ships that are coming into the city, and out of one ship comes Adam and the White Fangs, and he tells to show everyone no mercy. And then out of the other ship comes Grimm. And that's pretty much it. That's all we get for this episode. Whew. I know that this is probably one of the shorter episodes so far. Usually when I do a podcast, they're usually about 25 minutes. And I will have to go ahead and just talk about one of my cons. This was a 12-minute episode. Most of the episodes that we've seen so far have been 14, have been 16. This was a very short episode, and this really just... It's so weird how much you can cram into 12 minutes. Like, the whole world has just crumbled now. I really don't know what's going to happen, and I really am fearing for these characters. I complained at near the beginning of the season that they were really taking too much time for setup and to really bring these characters, you know, to really set them up, set these dominoes up. I thought they were taking a little bit too long. But I'm really correcting myself now, because I really believe that setup was truly warranted. All the dominoes are falling down and everything is coming into place. Now, the last episode, I said there was just really too much going on, but this episode really focused on, even though it brought kind of all the stories into one lane, and now we've got this big old problem of the Grimm and the White Fang and everyone just attacking, and I really don't know what's going to happen. Now, my pros for this episode are, well... One of my favorite movies, in fact, my favorite movie of all time is Empire Strikes Back. I really feel that Star Wars Empire Strikes Back is one of the most perfect movies you can watch. It's so dark, and it really makes you excited for the next episode. So far, this season has been the Empire Strikes Back of Ruby. This has been a kind of a roller coaster ride. I made the prediction at the beginning of this season that the few funny episodes at the beginning were pretty much the only funny ones we were going to get, because now we're into the seriousness, and I was right. They started off a little lighter because of how heavy this show has gotten so far. We've had drama, we've had just utter chaos just happen in just the last two episodes, and it's got me so excited to see what's going to happen to our heroes and our heroines, it just everyone that's involved in this. Are we going to get kind of the big fight that we got at the end of Volume 2? I don't know, but I know that... about stuff is about to hit the fan. It's about to go down right now, and I just can't wait to see what Rooster Teeth does to bring us forward into, because we're almost hitting episode 10 here. I don't know how many episodes Ruby's seasons or volumes technically are. I don't really know how many more episodes we've got, but I will say that we are definitely winding down here to the end, and it's going to be an exciting ride. It really is. And like I said, these last two episodes have very much been the Empire Strikes Back of Ruby so far. Who knows what about the next episode? We'll have to find out. Now, here's my question for this episode. What is Cinder's final goal? Now, we know that she's not the top dog, that there is somebody even higher than Cinder, but we do know that she has some type of plan. What is her ultimate goal at the end? In this episode, she has discounted both Ironwood and Ozpin and the schools and the hunters and the huntresses. she is really just kind of bringing down the house, if you will. So what is her goal, especially since the Grimm are about to attack the city here? We don't know what... I don't really know what her final goal exactly is. So what do you think? If you think... What is your thought on her final goal? Where all these plans and these schemes are leading to? So if you want to answer that, please leave me a message on my Twitter account, @TalesFTGameGrid, or if you're listening to us on thearcadearchives.com, again, that's thearcadearchives.com, please leave a message below. Also, if you're listening to us on YouTube, if you're listening to this video on YouTube, you can also leave a comment below. What is Cinder's final goal? What is she trying to accomplish? We're going to find out, I'm sure, in the next few episodes, but I want to know what your thoughts are. Now, I also want to go over a few more things real quick. As you know, this is the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater Podcast. We talk about all things cartoons here. Currently, because we haven't been able to do regular episodes, we are doing two mini episodes, Ruby Roundup being one of them. The other one is Pokemon Rewind, where we're currently going over episodes of the Pokemon anime through random story arcs, and we are currently in the Orange Islands story arc. We are about to get into February, and February is the 20th anniversary of Pokemon, and we've got some really fun stuff headed your way. So look to the site, folks, because we've got some really, really great stuff coming your way for the 20th anniversary. I'm very, very excited to announce it. I'm not going to announce it in this podcast, only because this is a Ruby-eccentric podcast. So I will be announcing it soon, so just listen in to the podcasts and listen to the feed. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please make sure, again, you subscribe, but also make sure that you go to iTunes and give us a review. We don't care how many stars you give us. Just make sure you give us some stars and let us know how well we are doing on this podcast. Also, if you didn't know, I am an artist and I do a monthly webcomic on thearcadearchives.com, and the monthly webcomic is called Tales from the Game Grid. So if you're a big video game fan and you just absolutely love to read comics, please check that out. Every month I bring out a brand new issue. We have just passed our 25th issue, which I'm very happy about. We are also past our second year here on thearcadearchives.com. And I'm very, very, very proud of the comics. And I'm very proud of how they're turning out and how people are loving them. So please make sure you check that out as well. You can reach me at thearcadearchives.com. You can leave a message below in the post. Or if you're listening to this on YouTube, you can also comment as well. You can also reach me on Twitter, @TalesFTGameGrid. Again, that's @TalesFTGameGrid. And you can also go to the generic Arcade Archives Twitter account, which is @ArcadeANetwork. Thank you so much for joining us here for Ruby Roundup. We hope to see you guys here soon. Best wishes, everyone. Ruby! Thank you for listening to this Arcade Archives Network podcast. If you like this, please go to iTunes and write a review. You can also comment on thearcadearchives.com. Again, that's thearcadearchives.com. You can also go over to our other website, zowiekerpowie.com. Again, zowiekerpowie.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, @TalesFTGameGrid. Again, @TalesFTGameGrid. Thank you again so much for joining us here for this Arcade Archives Network podcast, and keep playing like it's 1981.
Message from headquarters. This is a Rebellion production and is part of the Arcade Archives Network.
That is all.